The God of love and virgin's crown, come let us adore. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let all creation praise the greatness of God. Let the universe extol the glory of Adonai. Now from the heavens descending is seen a glorious light, the bride of Christ in splendor, arrayed in purest white. She is the holy city whose radiance is the grace of all the saints in glory from every time and place. This is the hour of gladness for bridegroom and for bride. The Lamb's great feast is ready, his bride is at his side. How blessed are those invited to share his wedding feast. The least become the greatest are the least. The one enthroned in heaven takes up a dwelling place among this chosen people who see God face to face. No sound is heard of weeping, for pain and sorrow cease, and sin shall reign no longer, but love and joy and peace. See how a new creation is brought at last to birth, a new and glorious heaven, a new and glorious earth. Death's power forever broken, its empire swept away. The promised dawn of glory begins its endless day. Amen. At midnight the cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom comes, go to meet him. Alleluia. You, O love, are my shepherd. There is nothing more I need. Fresh and green are the pastures where you take me to rest. Leading me near calming waters, you renew my drooping spirit. You guide me in the path of goodness, always true to your loving kindness. If I walk in the valley of death's darkness, no evil would I fear. You are there with your shepherd's staff, to strengthen, guide, and give comfort. You spread a feast before me, in the presence of all that I fear. You soothe my head with oil, my cup is more than full. Your goodness and love will tend me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the heart of your love forever and ever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. At midnight the cry was heard, Behold, the bridegroom comes. Go to meet him. Alleluia. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, let the one who boasts boast of the Lord. For it is not the one who commends self that is accepted, but the one whom the Lord commends. I wish you would bear with me in a little foolishness. Do bear with me. I feel a divine jealousy for you, for I betrothed you to Christ to present you as a pure bride to her one husband. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. To shame the wise, God chose what the world considers foolish. God chose those who were nothing at all to humble those who were everything, so that no one might boast in God's presence. To shame the wise, God chose what the world considers foolish. God chose those who were nothing at all to humble those who were everything, so that no one might boast in God's presence. Though high and exalted, Adonai cares for the lowly, but looks down on the haughty from afar, so that no one might boast in God's presence. Glory to the Abba and the Word, and the holy breath of love. To shame the wise, God chose what the world considers foolish. God chose those who were nothing at all to humble those who were everything, so that no one might boast in God's presence. Those who were prepared went into the wedding. Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors, and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Those who were prepared went into the wedding. Alleluia.
You created all things and found everything you made to be very good. Help us to live as your image, loving and caring for all of creation. You called Saint Rose to sell her fine needlework and flowers from her garden to meet the needs of the sick and hungry. Free us to use our gifts and talents as ministers of the good news wherever you lead us. Saint Rose wanted nothing but a life of prayer and utter simplicity, while many around her strove to grow rich on the backs of the indigenous peoples of Peru. Move our hearts with compassion for the people and species that suffer most from the destruction caused by human selfishness and greed, and help us to live more simply, that others may simply live. Create new hearts in us, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. We rejoice today in the fellowship of your blessed servant Rose, and we give you thanks for her life of devoted service and her legends, which continue to delight and inspire us. Fill us with life and light, and give us perseverance to serve you all our days. For yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the love of Christ inspire us with compassion for all who suffer, and may he bring us all to everlasting life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.